USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nashville, Tennessee officials on Sunday named Anthony Warner as the bomber in the Christmas Day explosion and said he died on the scene. He was present when the bomb went off and he perished. Don Cochran, the U.S. Attorney General for the Middle District of Tennessee, said during a press briefing. DNA from human remains recovered at the scene matched that from known DNA belonging to Warner. The FBI said it matched the RV's VIN number to a registration belonging to Warner. Law enforcement said they're still investigating a motive behind the incident. President Trump signed the coronavirus relief bill Sunday. Although the package gives billions of dollars to other people around the world, it only gives Americans $600. The House will vote later today to try to extend the money to $2,000 per eligible American. Texas Republican Representative Michael Burgess tells Fox, Speaker Nancy Pelosi has given lawmakers no information to vote on yet.
We'll see today what comes out of the Speaker's office.
We are USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it, and more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV, with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
President Trump has scheduled a rally in Georgia, pushing Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue across the victory line. I will be going to Georgia on Monday night, January 4th, to have a big and wonderful rally, Trump wrote on Twitter. A Long Island, New York man was arrested after cops allegedly found a burning human body in his backyard. 20-year-old Peter Pedzinski is accused of killing a man and then setting his corpse on fire behind his home in the hamlet of Shirley. A neighbor called 911 to report the blaze around 2:30 in the morning on Saturday. A medical examiner will conduct an autopsy to identify the victim and determine the cause of death. A woman in California was in serious condition after her vehicle plunged off a cliff onto a beach Christmas morning. The unidentified woman's car careened over a bluff in San Francisco's Fort Funston area, the fire department said. The tide was out, allowing first responders to reach the woman and place her on a stretcher. It was not immediately clear what caused the woman's car to veer off the road down the 200-foot cliff. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The playoff picture in the National Football League became clear this weekend. Breaking down the games, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
Week 16 action in the NFL Sunday saw the Pittsburgh Steelers clinch the AFC North by scoring 21 second-half points to beat Indianapolis 28-24. The Jacksonville Jaguars clinched the number one pick in next year's draft with a 41-17 loss to the Chicago Bears. The Kansas City Chiefs clinched the number one seed in the AFC playoffs with a 17-14 win over Atlanta. The Green Bay Packers rolled the Tennessee Titans 40-14. The Dallas Cowboys kept themselves alive in the NFC East race with a 37-17 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. After Washington's 20-13 loss to Carolina, the Cowboys and the football team are now tied atop the division at 6-9. And the Seattle Seahawks clinched the NFC West title with a 20-9 win over the LA Rams. It's their first division crown since 2016. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Did you see the Titans-Packers game with all that snow last night? That's why Lambeau Field is the frozen tundra. Monday Night Football will be in Foxborough just outside Boston as the Patriots host the really good Buffalo Bills. Current Foxborough temperatures are in the 20s with 89% humidity. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. On a sad note, it was announced by the International Bluegrass Music Association that musician Tony Rice has died. Rice died on Christmas morning at the age of 69. Tony once said his first big influence was guitarist Clarence White and the Kentucky Colonels. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.